So I figured out what the issue is with this static. I'm no IT person, okay? It's the device I'm using. Oh, Jesus. So I'm gonna go get a new device, prayerfully, by the end of this month to record. I did not know that. I thought it was the wind, but it's not. It's actually the device that I'm using. So bear with me through this time of just listening. There's a You know when God is talking through you, the enemy is coming against you. trying to put static in there. We rebuke that static now in the name of Jesus. Die by fire. Out by fire, you static. All right, let's go into what we're going to talk about today. Thank you for tuning in to Devoted with Bernice, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. It's afternoon here, so good afternoon. I hope that your week has been miraculous and just things happening for you left and right. You're like, oh my gosh, the Lord is doing it. Anyway, so I want to talk about something that's been troubling me. This is not a sermon. I just wanted to share my heart on certain issues that are pressing on my heart. I feel like this is the moment I started to have another level of seeing and knowing what is going to happen in the world. I think when I started to dream about COVID, before COVID happened, God not only gave me that gift to see what He's doing in the nations, but He also gave me a burden and a hatred for a burden for modesty and a hatred for lust. I think that people who have this Issachar gift hate the sight of seduction, lust. I mean, I used to dress lustful when I, you know, in college years ago, when I had the spirit of Jezebel. But when I got through deliverance and that spirit left, praise the Lord, that desire to be lustful left. I did a podcast episode on modesty, that our body is a temple, right? We all know that Bible verse. Your body is a temple, holy and acceptable. That is what your living sacrifice. I made a covenant with the Lord, and I really let him know, like, hey, my body is yours for you to use for your glory. And, you know, you cannot make everybody do what you do, right? But my heart posture for women is to see women not have the desire to be lustful, not have the desire to be seductive outside of the house, outside of the bedroom. Because one thing I've realized over the years is I have such a hatred for certain outfits that I see, like the belly outfits, the tight dresses. I used to wear tight dresses, but I don't wear that anymore because God delivered me. Praise the Lord. And I want to see that for the other people as well. I hate leggings. Do I have leggings? Yes. I don't wear it outside. I wear it under my outfit, especially when I used to live in Maryland and it was cold and I used to work in the medical field. I had to wear scrubs, and scrubs, it's not thick, it's light. So you gotta wear something underneath to keep you warm. And so I'll wear leggings underneath. What am I talking about today? I'm talking about modesty. Whenever I see women, like I wanna cry. It makes me so sad. Like I feel so sad, like I wanna cry when I see women dress lustful, seductive outside. It makes me sad. It makes me really wanna cry. Some women will look at me and like, oh, you're just jealous that they have, you know, this and you don't. Look, I fast a lot. Nowadays in my life I fast a lot more than I've ever fasted in my life. I eat, my first meal is after 3:30 p.m. every single day. God has put me on a holy fast, like a fast that I don't even feel hungry. I don't. It's 4:20 right now and I don't feel hungry. God has me on this divine fast. It started with me going on a 3-day fast with no food, and I was like, whoa, I didn't feel hungry at all. So that's why I've lost a little weight. But I know how to get my Coke bottle figure back ASAP. I know how to do it. Within 2 weeks, it will be back. I know exactly what to eat. I know the exact food because I've done it before. I'm not jealous of your body. I don't want your body. I don't want what your figure. I don't want that. I know how to get my figure back. I don't want you. I don't want nothing you have. I'm not jealous. I'm sad for you because you don't know your worth. You don't know that you don't need to wear tight dresses and tight outfits to be seen. Because the man of God that really God has for you don't need you to dress like that outside of the house. He's gonna see you without you doing all of that. My heart feels so sad whenever I see women dressing seductive and lustful. It grieves me so sad. It makes me so, I wanna cry for them. And I was, you know, I would feel really sad, and I was asking the Lord, like, what is it? And he's like, you know, daddy issues, self-esteem issues, inadequacy, rejection, neglect. And I'm like, okay, where is the spirit? Where is the spirit in them? The spirit is from their waist to their knee. That area. From their waist to their knee. That's where that demon is. Because I remember one time I was driving. The way that my body, God has my body, I feel people. I feel their issues. If somebody has issue in their belly, I'm going to feel it. If somebody has a demon that is plaguing them in their mind, I'm going to feel a headache. Okay? If it's witchcraft, I'm going to feel a headache. Oh, every time I feel a headache, I'm like, okay, well, this has to be witchcraft. God uses my body to feel things. That's why I don't like standing around people for a long time or being around a certain place for a long time, because I start to feel people and I'm like, I need to move. One thing I hate to feel on people is lust. I hate feeling the spirit of lust on people. And what the Lord showed me is that as I was driving, I saw this lady, and she had that it was just a strong spirit of lust. And I felt it in my like around my waist down, and I was like, Lord, what is that? If you have this gift of discernment, you gotta read the book by James Gall, this Discerner. That book freed me, because I would pass by people in the marketplace, and I'm feeling like within 30 minutes I'll feel many different emotions because of the different people that come around me. And I'm like, what is this? And I was praying, I was crying, I'm like, God, what is wrong with me? Is there something wrong with my body? What is going on? And then he led Discerner to me by this prophet. When I read it, I was freed. I had peace. I was like, oh my God, it's not me. It's the people that come around me that I'm discerning with my body. So if you don't know what a discerner is, go read it. It's a gift from the Lord, the Holy Spirit gift. There's levels in it. The first time I started to see that gift was in college. I was sitting there, I'm looking at one of my friends, and I'm like, there's something inside of her. I don't know what it is, but there's just... And she's like, why are you looking at me? I'm like, I don't know. It was because I was discerning a demon inside of her. But I didn't know nothing about demons. But if you are somebody who have a gift of discernment, you need to get that book. Because I feel everything. And not just people, but places. Sometimes I have to park on the side and just weep. Because there's such a strong spirit of depression in a place. That I need to just weep. So when I see women dress seductive, I feel sad. My heart feels sad. I feel like I want to cry, because within them they want to cry. They want to cry for acceptance. They want to cry for help. So every time I see women that are dressed seductive, I feel a weep inside of me, like a little girl. There's a little girl inside of them that is stuck, that wanted to be seen, that wanted to be loved, but did not receive that. And so what she does is she dresses tight clerk dresses. Some of you will be like, oh, but that person has a, you know, is married, or that person has a boyfriend. No, it's deeper than that. Or that person has a loving mother, loving parents. It's deeper than that. They need to come to the realization that they are enough. They don't need to do all of that. Maybe because they don't feel like they're loved. You know? So I asked the Lord, what is in those type of women that dress like that? Because it's not them, it's a spirit inside of them that's motivating them to behave that way. And he revealed to me it's a snake. It's a serpentine spirit in them, from their waist to their knee. It's what their serpentine spirit is. It is mostly in their sexual organs. Okay? Because these spirits are in the sexual organs. I remember there was a prophet that was preaching and was saying that sometimes there's women who have a strong spirit of lust, and it's in their eyes, and when you see it, it can actually transfer to you. I don't know how that's possible, but that's what he was talking. He's a really strong deliverance minister. He's a Nigerian deliverance minister. He's very young. He's from New Jersey, New York area. And then also in the mouth, in your speech, in your tongue. How do I know this? Because I remember I was at a job, and there was this girl. She had a strong lust spirit, and it was because God was. I was like, Lord, okay, how did that spirit get in? Because she was molested as a little girl. She would literally moan, like sex moan. Like, at first I was like, wait, is she okay? But then later on I was like, wait, that's sex moan. And I was like, okay, that's the spirit of lust, seduction inside of her. Pornography, actually. The spirit of pornography inside of her that is manifesting. She only did that when she was around me. People manifest around me all the time. So the manager would intentionally put her around me. And then I'll start praying in tongues, and she start coughing. And I told the manager, hey, this lady needs deliverance. Every time I pray in tongues, she stopped coughing. And I was like, Lord, where is this demon? Whenever she talks, you could discern the lust demon in her mouth. It's in her speech. It's inside of her mouth, in her throat. It's a snake there. Okay? So, yes. There are women out there dressing very seductive. And it grieves the Holy Spirit. It grieves the Lord. Like, I want to cry right now. Whenever I see women dress seductive, I feel like crying. There's a weep inside of me for them. I feel sad for them. I'm not jealous. No. I don't want nothing that you have. No. I feel sorry. I feel sorry for you. Not that I pity you, but I feel sorry for you because I want to see you come to the realization that you don't need to behave that way or dress that way to be loved or accepted or seen. I used to dress seductive many years ago, but I got deliverance. I got delivered, and I don't dress like that anymore. And my desire is to see women dress with modesty. My modesty journey started when the Lord started to tell me to put cardigans over my outfits and stop wearing low cut outfits. I don't need to show my breasts to everybody. When the Lord would, like, I used to intentionally dress so that my shape was shown. Because people who know me know Brittany's has a Coke bottle body. My butt, I wanted my butt to be shown. Like, my butt to be, you know, there. But I don't need to do that anymore. I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. That is for my future husband, for his eyes only. I cover my butt. I cover my body. Because that girl back there was a girl who didn't know her worth. But now I'm a woman who knows I know my worth. And I want other women to know their worth. So I didn't have a title for this. But I feel like the Lord is saying, do you know your worth? My journey of modesty started with the Lord telling me, I want you to throw away every Victoria's Secret bra, panties, whatever you have that's Victoria's Secret. And you know Victoria's Secret outfit, undergarments are so cute. They have those little bows and just adorable. I love them. They were cute. But the Lord said, I need you to throw these away. When I did that, that's how I that was part of my cleansing, to be able to see what God was doing in the nations. I don't go to the Victoria's Secret no more. There's a different place that I go and buy my undergarments. And they're as cute as it can be. And they're very nice. You would think it's from Victoria's Secret, but it's not. It's the company that exploits women's body that the Lord didn't like for me to support. Because if I want to see women being modest, then I need to support something that does not glorify women being seductive and all of that. So I threw away all these. I was like, Lord, I'm throwing away money. I kept a little bit. And the Lord was like, I needed to purge all of it. So you think being somebody who sees what God is doing in the nations, or see what God is doing in certain cities and all of that, you think it's just, it just came like that? No, I had to purge things, friends, people, places, things that I had from my life. Because those are open doors that the enemy was using. I'm not saying don't be cute, don't dress nice. There's a difference between being cute, being sexy, and being seductive. Two people can wear the same outfit, but it's how they behave in the outfit. You can wear, I can wear leggings. Okay? I can wear, there's this person that would wear these leggings. I don't know if it was the leggings that made them behave that way, but the women, they wore leggings. Every time they would wear leggings, they would behave so seductive. Like, so seductive. I'm like, what is in these leggings? I remember one time a preacher was preaching, in a pause, and he was like, "Are you Peter Pan? You're not Peter Pan. You don't need to dress like." I hate leggings. I don't know why. I just hate them. I hate them outside. There are certain outfits that I hate, like this belly showing up. I hate them. I hate seeing them. I don't like them. I feel sad when I see women dressed like, it's like you're degrading the body that God gave you. It's like it's like seeing somebody giving, you know, money and just throwing it on the floor, or giving something that's so precious and they're just mishandling it. That's how I feel. I feel sad. It's like you have a baby and you gave it to somebody to babysit, and they're just beating the baby and just mishandling your baby. You're gonna be sad. You're gonna be angry. You're gonna be feeling like, no, you can't do that, right? That's how I feel. I feel like I want to weep every time I see women, and when I look at them and I'm like, oh my God, if you only knew the demon that is inside. If you only knew the snake that is. It's a yellow snake and a green snake. Why do you think Britney Spears was on stage with a yellow snake? Because that's a spirit of seduction, that yellow snake and green snake. If you only knew the snake that's inside of you, you would run to the altar to get delivered, and you would not want to wear what you're wearing anywhere. So I say all of this to say, women of God, women that are not of God, doesn't matter what religion you are, this is for everybody. You don't need people to see you in tight dresses, in tight outfits, your belly showing. You don't need that. You don't need to show your camel toe to everybody. I know it's a demon inside. It's not you. It's a spirit. This year, God has been teaching me how to see the person and the demon, to separate the demon from the person. God sees you. He doesn't see your demon. He knows how to deal with that demon. Okay? He sees you, and you are precious. You are anointed. You are favored. You are loved. You cared for. You are amazing. You don't need to show the world your goodies. That's for your husband. That's for his eyes. That's for him. And if you're not married, God's going to bring the right man. You're like, oh, but he's not going to see me, you know, if I cover everything up. Then that's not the man you want. Men are visual. You can be, look, I have had men. I remember when it was during COVID, I had a mask on. Okay. There are times I'll go to the store even, and I'm not like looking cute, and these men will come over up to me during COVID, and I'm like, my I'm wearing a cardigan. I remember I went to the store, I was wearing a cardigan during the summertime. I didn't have a mask on, literally a long cardigan. Okay, everything was covered, everything was loose. I wasn't wearing nothing tight, no V-neck, none of that. I was wearing a loose outfit. This dude came up to me and he was trying to get my number, and I was like, sir, literally, like, there's nothing seductive here. Like, I've covered up, everything is covered. Men don't need to see you to see you. They don't need to see everything to see everything. I was listening to a marriage sermon series, and the pastor is a guy, and he said men can see two women and see which one is loose and which one is not loose. Men can see two women and see, oh, this one is easy and this one is not easy. This one will sleep with you in 5 days. This one will not. Men can discern that. I don't know how they do that, but they can. So you can be fully clothed and he still will want to talk to you, because he knows how to see you past what you're wearing. Okay? Your husband needs to see God to see you. He doesn't need to see you, then see God. So you need to put some clothes on. My burden has been to see women dress modest. Modest. Just cover your body. I understand why our Arabians and Muslims dress the way they dress. Like, I am for the how they dress. I'm not for their religion. But how modest they are, I love it. I love their modesty. Every time I see them with their loose, like, outfit just, you know, draping down, I'm like, yes. That's how we are supposed... I'm not talking about go wear a something to cover your head. No. I'm talking about your outfit, not the covering of the head. I want to see women dress like they respect themselves. Like you respect your body. Like your body is important. Your body is like gold, like diamonds. That you showing a little bit of breast here is like you losing $5 million in a day, in a second. You showing a little bit of tight dress here is you losing $10,000 in a minute. That's how I want you to see your body. Okay. That's how I want you to see your body. Men don't. I mean, men really cannot hide their muscles, right? They can't really hide their chest. Like you can see their chest in your outfit, or their muscles popping out their shirt, or their back. Like, you know, women, we notice men's back, like the top of their back, like their shoulders, the broadness of their shoulders, and like their chest. And like your muscles, those are the sexy parts that we think men are like, yes, you know, his back, like how the top, the shoulders is, we find that attractive. And if he has a beard, right, we find that attractive. They can't hide that. They can't hide their masculinity, right? They're not going around showing their six pack if they do have a six pack, or popping out their muscles everywhere they go. No, they don't do that. Men are handsome and attractive without doing much. They don't have to do much to be attractive to us. But women, we have to do a lot. We have to show a lot for a man to be attractive. And so what do? We know how to be seductive. We know how to pull down our shirt a little bit so our breast is showing. I've done that before. I know how to be seductive. But I got deliverance and I don't need to do that anymore. I've not been doing that for how many years? Six years. I don't need to do that. Because that's going to be done for my husband. And for your husband, the woman that's listening right now. I want to see a world where women don't have to dress seductive outside. Like they don't have a need to want you to see their breast. They don't have a need to want you to see their butt. They don't have a need to want you to see that, yes, they got a big butt. I used to have a big butt until I started to fast. So I know how to show it off. Okay? So women, you don't need to do that. You don't need to show everything. No. You don't. The man that's gonna love you don't need to see all that outside of the house. If it's too tight, it's not right. That should be a t-shirt. If it's too tight, it's not right. I just came up with that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If it's too tight, it's not right. Okay? You are precious. You are a jewel. Everything precious is covered up. It's hidden. So nobody steal it. They have safes in the bank for a reason. Because you put precious things in safes. Okay, you are saved by Jesus. So you need to put your precious things covered up. You save those things for your husband. Not your boyfriend, not your fiancé. Because you ain't married yet. But for your husband. Your husband. Okay? I remember one time I was walking through a church. 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. And it was a mixed church. Black, white, everybody. It was really mixed. And I was walking and I saw this girl. And at that time, God was talking to me about the student ministry in that church. And I saw this girl walking by and she had her belly just out in the church. Like these belly showing off it coming to the church. And I was like, Lord. So I stopped her and I ministered to her. I don't remember what I said, but God gave me the words to tell her. And she pulled down her shirt. I want to just congregate all these women together and be like, listen, you don't need to do that. You don't need to. Just because it's trendy don't mean you gotta wear it. Just because everybody's wearing that don't mean you gotta wear it. The Bible says that not everything is good for me. Everything might look like it's good, but it's not. Not everything is good for me. Paul was talking about that. Not everything. You gotta discern what is good and what it's not. Alright, the Bible verse I'm talking about is 1 Corinthians 10:23. The NIV version says, I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive. NLT version, you say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is good for you. You say, I am allowed to do anything, but not everything is beneficial. English Standard Version, it says, all things are lawful, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful, but not all things build up. How is what you're wearing building up? How is what you're wearing being helpful to you and others? I remember I went to a men's conference 3 years ago. And during that morning, as I was doing my 4 a.m., 3 a.m. prayer time watch, the Lord was talking to me about the people that are coming. And he said, yes, there are many of them are married, but they have a lust issue. They have a seductive issue. They have a pornography issue. So what did I do? I put on more layers. And it was summertime. But I put on layers. I wore a long dress. And even though I wore a long dress, there was still a guy who came around still looking at me. And I had to bind that spirit in my head. I'm like, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. But I was smiling. And in my head, I was binding it. Okay? I didn't go there to be seductive. Were there other women there that were... Yes, there was this girl there that was... Just, she came... She had a lost spirit. She came there with this red hair. Big red hair. With this tight outfit on. Tight shirt. I was like, oh God. Do you know where you're coming to? You're coming to a men's conference. They're coming to get free. And here you come, dressed like you're going to the club. Why? Because she also has an issue. Every spirit, every demon has a demon that feeds it. And she feeds lust. So she had to wear tight things to feed lust and seduction. So not everything is lawful, not everything is helpful, not everything is built up, okay? And with the girl that would sit next to me and she would moan when she was manifesting, I was praying and then I stopped feeling the issue in her leg. Because I stopped feeling it and I was like, okay, it's gone, good. But then she started to smack her mouth, like, you know, smack. Like, you know how people who have a spirit of lust, they like to smack their mouth. I'm not gonna do it, but they smack your mouth. They make like these smack sounds with your mouth, like you know, when you, like, you're chewing gum and you smack gum in your mouth, like, they do that smacking with your mouth, the spirit of lust in your mouth, okay? She started to smack her mouth. I was like, oh God, it's, well, there's one in her mouth, not only in her leg, but in her mouth as well. So my heart posture is to see women dress like they love themselves, like they are a jewel. There are other women that are out there that dress really modest, and I love to see that. I love that. There was this lady that was wearing, I think she was wearing just like a blazer. It was just a blazer. It was really nice. It was a long blazer to like the, like almost to her, like to the mid of her thigh. It was really beautiful. It was this like, really tailored. You would think it's from like New York and Company, or from like Michael Kors, you know, or like Tommy Hilfiger type of like blazer. You know, it looks really, really expensive, really well tailored. So I asked her, hey, where'd you get that? And she's like, and she said she got it from Amazon somewhere or something like that. But there are women out there that I see that are like really modestly dressed, and it makes my heart glad. I feel so happy when I see those type of women. I'm like, yes, there are still women that have something up there that is letting them know, hey, you are beautiful, or that they're delivered, right? They know their worth, right? And so I want us to pray. It's something I've been praying about. I want us to pray. You know, when I see these type of women, I look at them and I'm like, God, I know there's a little girl in there that's stuck, that's hurt, that needs to be healed and delivered. I want us to pray. I want this to be a prayer point for, if you're listening to this, I feel like you're part of the prayer point, and you should pray for these women too. My heart, I feel like I want to cry when I see women dressed seductive and out there. Like, I'm like, why do you have to show your belly to everybody? Why do you have to dress like that? I know why, but I'm just like, alright, open your eyes. Let them have a Damascus experience. Let the scales fall off their eyes. I want that for them. Because when you come to the other side, you know, when you're free from something, or like, it's like this. When you're dating that guy that you were feeling horrible about yourself, and so you just dated him, and he wasn't really like the type of guy you would date, but you just felt like you needed to just date because you just wanted to feel somebody with you, just you need to feel like you're loved by somebody. And then later on, you see them and you're like, why did I even date that person? Because now you know who you are, you know your worth now. So you're like, why did I even give that person a chance, like, date me? why did I even date that person? Why did I even waste my time, right? We all have that person from high school or college that we dated, and we're like, oh my God, what did I see in that person? You know, because at that time you didn't really know your worth. You didn't really know that you were a bag of chips. Not prideful, but you didn't know that you could, you know, date somebody who's better. Or maybe you were mistreated by that person and you still stuck around. You didn't know your worth. But now you know your worth. So you never go back to that dating that person ever again, right? That's how it is when you're free from that spirit. So I just want us to just be in prayer this week. Just pray. If you don't know what to say, just pray in tongues. I really want to see a world where women are dressing modest. And I believe it starts with the fashion industry. Because they're trend. People, they're women that go after trends. I don't go after trends. I set my own trend. I do. I set my own. There are women that are like, oh, there's new hat. There's this new hat. There's this new way of doing hair. There's this new outfit. There's this new. You know how when the snakeskin outfit came, I was like, I'm not bringing no snake in my house. I'm not bringing no snake shoe, no snake purse, no snake dress. There was snake outfit everywhere. I remember when somebody in my family got me a snake purse. I had that in my apartment for 2 days. I think it was a week. And I threw that thing out. And I was like, no. no snake outfit here. Everybody was wearing snake outfit, snake shoes, snake purses, everything snake. I'm like, y'all just, this Python spirit of COVID has come and y'all still didn't get the revelation. It started with the fashion industry. So let's go into prayer and let's pray. Let's pray for the fashion industry. Let's pray for the women that are broken inside, that feel like they want to expose themselves to the world. So Lord, I just pray right now. Father, I thank you for giving me this burden. It's been a burden on me that I've been carrying for so long, that it just makes me sad when I see women dressed seductive, lustful. You know how I feel, because I talk to you about this. It grieves me. I know it grieves the Holy Spirit. So Lord, I pray the same desire, burden that you gave to me to see something wrong with women dressing lustful, that they need to show their butt, they need to show their boobs, they need to show their hips, they need to show everything to the world. I ask you to give women in the world, search the world, search the remnants, search it. Whoever you feel can handle this, pour it upon them. Adonai, I ask you to be a Jehovah Tiskin, the righteousness in this world. I feel so sad when I see women dressed lustful and seductive. God, it makes me sad. It makes me so sad. So Lord, I pray for the fashion industry. I ask you to rise up apostles and prophets with your imprint of what it means to be a daughter of Jehovah Tiskun, a son of Jehovah Tiskun, righteousness. That they will bring righteousness back into the fashion industry. There's a reason why you allowed me to have a fashion women's clothing line 2 years ago. There's a reason why. But I pray that, Lord, those that are already in the mountain of marketplace, already there, placing ideas, placing fashion trends, I ask you, just as you visited these kings that did not serve you, did not even worship you, you know how to talk to kings in dreams. Talk to them. Minister to them. Let there be a shift. I command a shift in the name of Jesus. In the fashion industry, da bakura mandore besete, remandore eskatai. Within 1 month, I pray, let there be a shift from lust seductive to modesty. Let there be a release of clothing lines that will bring modesty back into the world again for women and for men. I decree that. I release that in the earth. In the name of Jesus, I release that. In the marketplace, in the fashion industry, I speak it now. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy it right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is done. It is so. And we thank you, Lord. I ask you, God, to release your angels even now. I feel a coolness just come over me. A coolness. You remember when Adam and Eve were walking in the cool of the day in the garden? Yes, that's where God wants us to go back to. The cool of the day in the garden. Lord, help us get back there. Modesty, 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 modesty. And I pray for the women that are lost and broken inside, that they will get to know you as Jehovah Jireh, the provider, Jehovah Nisi, the banner, Jehovah Tiskenu, your righteousness. That they will know you as a shepherd, as a father, as a dad. Lord, they need a father. Some of them have fathers, but they don't have fathers. They need a dad that's going to love them past your neglect, pain. Past that they will know that they are worth more than rubies. They are far more than rubies. They are a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. sealed us with the blood of Jesus. I got a vision of the little girls in them crying. They need healing. God, heal them, please. Heal the inner little girl. The inner little girl. And I see this with a lot of single mothers. They have that issue. So I pray that the inner hate God that feel neglected or unseen will be healed. In the name of Jesus. Heal them, Lord. Send your healing angels to the earth to heal these women. I pray in these coming days that there will be less of women chewing their belly and flaunting everything. It's for their husbands. Help them to know how to cover up and wait for their husbands. Because the marriage bed is undefiled. That's where they need to show all of that. And I pray that the Bakure Mando Remazede Bekure Bazatai. Those python spirit, those serpentine spirit in their throats, in their legs. Let the fire of God, let the sword of the Lord come and smash their heads and cut their heads off completely. In the name of Jesus, deliver them, God. Deliver them. Deliver, deliver, God, and heal. Let the scales fall off their eyes, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Round the throne of the Lord, hear the elders say, at the feet of the King is a constant offering. Round the throne of the Lord, they never cease to sing, at the feet of the King is a coming thing. They cry, holy, holy God. So we cry, holy, holy God. Yeah. At the feet of my King. Throne of the Lord, they never get tired of it,
never cease to sing,
at the feet of King Jesus,
at the feet of the King. من شکن مم من To the only wise God Yep, the only wise king you are The only wise God To the only wise king yes.
To the only wise
The one who sits up on the throne
To the only wise
And he cannot be removed
To the only wise God
You are the only one, Lord
To the only wise
yes. To the only wise
To the only wise
The one who sits up high at the throne
To the only wise
The one who saved us all
I'm gonna play this song and I want you to take a moment and just sit before the Lord and ask Him to refine you, to tell you what you should keep in your closet and what you should purge. Really, just sit down quietly with the song and just say, Lord, show me what I need to purge, what I need to keep. Because God had to do that with me, had to throw a lot of things away. A lot. And it starts from there. It starts from letting go of certain things. Okay? So take this moment. Just sit before the Lord with what He's showing me right now is a pen and a blank page of your journal. And He's gonna first reassure you that you are loved, that you are a queen in His sight, you are a woman of God, you're worthy, you're far above. He's gonna pour his love on you. He's gonna pour how He sees you on you. Like you're beautiful. He's showing me right now a flower that's blooming, that's opening up and blooming. Okay? He just showed me a vision of a flower that's blooming. He's gonna show you how precious you are, inside and out to Him. And then He's gonna show you what to let go. And why? So Lord, I pray you release your angels even now to minister to your children, to help them. Remember, God loves you just as you are. But we move from glory to glory and victory to victory. And He wants to move you to the next glory and the next victory. Will you let Him?
Altar's where you meet us. now be a living sacrifice for you. You're refined, the refiner. I wanna be consumed. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Yeah. Lord, here's my life. I wanna be tried by fire. Purified, you take whatever you desire. Lord, here's my life.
If your glory wants to come, let it fall. We want it all. Your fire is consumed. Set it ablaze, and now we are living sacrifice for you. You're refined, you're refined.
I wanna be,
I wanna be dry, dry, dry. You're
Burn me holy, You're a fire, the refiner. I wanna be close. You're a fire.